Hello and welcome to the inaugural episode of This Week in Music. My name is John O'Connor. Today is June 10th, and these are the top stories of the week. Black Sabbath announced their last three U.S. shows. The shows will take place November 8th in Tulsa, Oklahoma, November 10th in Houston, Texas, and November 12th in San Antonio, Texas. The second leg of the U.S. tour begins on August 17th at Jones Beach Theater in Wantagh, New York. The Browning came out with a new video for their song Pure Evil. Their new album Isolation is in stores June 24th. Blink-182 premiered a new song called Rabbit Hole on Zane Lowe's show. Their new album California is out July 1st. Their tour with A Day to Remember, All American Rejects, All Time Low, and DJ Spider starts July 22nd in San Diego. Nonpoint came out with a new video for their song El Diablo. Their new album The Poison Red is in stores July 8th. The Voodoo Music and Arts Experience will take place at City Park in New Orleans this Halloween weekend from October 28th to the 30th. Headliners include Tool, Arcade Fire, and The Weeknd. Other notable acts include The Chainsmokers, Cage the Elephant, DeAntword, Ghost, G-Eazy, Mute Math, and more. For more information, head to voodoofestival.com. Minneapolis's Out Came the Wolves recently signed with Roadrunner Records. They also released a video for their song Queen Mary. No album news as of right now. Warped Tour are doing a live webcast on June 24th for their first tour date in Dallas on their YouTube page. Supporting their latest album, Sign the Deal and Let's Boogie, Volbeat are doing a late summer run with Killswitch Engage and The Black Wizard. The tour starts August 8th at Brooklyn's new Coney Island Amphitheater and runs until September 9th in Salt Lake City. Prophets of Rage, the supergroup featuring members of Rage Against the Machine, Public Enemy's Chuck D, and Cypress Hill's Be Real, announced a nationwide tour dubbed the Make America Rage Again Tour. The tour kicks off August 19th in Fairfax, Virginia, and ends October 16th in Chula Vista, California. The Amity Affliction announced a fall tour featuring support from Being as an Ocean, 100th, Trophy Eyes, and Dead Ships. The tour starts on September 10th at Denver's High Elevation Festival and wraps up October 22nd at the Glass House in Pomona, California. Korn and Breaking Benjamin are co-headlining the Nocturnal Underground Tour with support from Motionless in White and Silver Snakes this fall. The tour starts on September 24th in Fargo, North Dakota, and concludes October 19th in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The inaugural Revolutionary Rock Festival will take place on Saturday, September 17th at Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut. Avenged Sevenfold is headlining, and other notable acts include Slayer, Volbeat, Chevelle, Of Mice and Men, Anthrax, Ghost, and more. For more information, head to revolutionrockfestival.com. Sum 41 announced that their new album will be called 13 Voices and will be released October 7th on Hopeless Records. Yellow Card announced their new album will be self-titled and will be released on September 29th. Seven Dust announced an August run of shows in the US and Canada with support from Crobot and Red Tide Rising. The tour starts on the 2nd at the Castle Theater in Bloomington, Illinois, and ends on the 20th in Columbia, Missouri at the Blue Note with Killswitch Engage. Steven Tyler of Aerosmith just announced details about his new country album. The title is called We're All Somebody from Somewhere, and it will be released on July 15th. And here are the albums out today. Why Are You Okay by Band of Horses, Fits in a Tantrum self-titled album, Strange Little Birds by Garbage, Last Year Was Complicated by Nick Jonas, Good Times by The Monkees, In My Blood by The Veronicas, Love Lies in Therapy by Saliva, Hollow Bones by Rival Sons, 50 by Rick Astley, and Thick as Thieves by The Temper Trap. Thank you for listening to This Week in Music. My name is John O'Connor. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you Monday with a new episode of the Behind the Barricade podcast.